the inaugural trip that will go tomorrow morning officially. How exciting is this, and what has the lead up to this really been like?
Well, it's great news for Toronto. It's great news for the entire region. We're delivering this major transit infrastructure project on time. It's being delivered on budget. I had the chance a couple of weeks ago with Premier Kathleen Wynne and a number of our colleagues to take a trip on the Union Pearson Express to experience it firsthand. It is very exciting. It's great news for our region in terms of our tourism. It's great news that we're going to have the service launched in time for the Pan Am, Para Pan Am Games, and it's a great success story all around.
Now, if you were going to sell it to someone, is it like we're talking about getting from downtown to Pearson or vice versa in less than 30 minutes? And that's unheard of if you're driving a vehicle and trying to maneuver through the city, especially during rush hour, which seems to be all the time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the 25-minute trip, really when you're on the train itself, the whole thing just seems to happen faster than you can possibly imagine. Trains will be running at 15-minute intervals, 19 and a half hours a day. There are amenities that are affiliated with the service itself, space for your luggage, flight information. You know, we have free Wi-Fi, for example. The seats are very comfortable. There's lots of room. A great view, frankly, of the city skyline when you're coming into the city from the airport. So I think it really will help give us a tremendous boost here in this region. And to be able to deliver it on time and on budget and time for Pan Am, Para Pan Am is just, it's a great thrill for me as Minister of Transportation. And it's a great example of how when you work together and you're focused on a positive outcome, you can accomplish good things.
And you know how focused we are here at 680 News on traffic, you know, every 10
yes.
minutes.
I know. I listen to it every day.
How do you think this is going to impact traffic? We're seeing that within its first year, it could take more than 1 million car trips off the road in this area. Is that true?
That is the projection. And again, it's, part of it is getting the message out there that the service is available. We launch tomorrow. I know that's gonna occur with great fanfare. I think as we head into Pan Am, Para Pan Am, and we have a number of tourists coming from across the Americas and beyond to witness that great success that we're going to have with those games, you know, I think the message will get out there that this is an option that's available. There are a couple of stops in between Union and Pearson. So there's a stop in the Weston area and also on Bloor. And it's one more option for people who want to travel between Union and Pearson are two of Canada's busiest transportation hubs. So taking car trips off the roads, giving people those options, it really is a success all the way around.
Now, it also puts us on par with some other world-class cities like London and Rome, who have already these existing pieces of infrastructure in place that you can get from the airport to the downtown and vice versa. What does it now say about Toronto that we are now on par with cities like that?
Well, I think you're 100% right. I think it says that we do now offer the service that those other cities do. Which I think shows that we are, we're entering a new phase of transit and transportation, what I'll call maturity, and really a golden age of transit and transportation, not only with Union Pearson Express, but a number of the other transit projects that we are constructing right now in the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area, a number that we've just announced over the last couple of weeks. I think it shows that we are, as a government, we're moving forward. We're getting past that endless debate and dialogue around what's right, what's wrong, and just getting shovels in the ground and building and bringing more service to the people of this region, which I think is all on its own a great success story. But we're definitely now offering a service that puts us on par with other cities around the world, giving people in this area, giving tourists coming to this area, one more transit option. And, it's I'm fond of saying it's a very exciting time to serve as the Minister of Transportation, and it really is.
And, of course, I have to talk to you about the price. You've had,
for sure.
We've had people sort of criticize the cost. It's $27.50 each way. Do you think that's expensive, or do you have to figure what is my time worth?
So if you use a Presto card, the trip one way is $19. It's pretty easy to pick up a Presto card. And there are a number of other discounts that are available because Metrolinx and the team at the Union Pearson Express have come up with a really dynamic pricing strategy. For example, airport employees can do the trip for $10. Children under six are free, discounts for seniors and families. So there are a number of other sort of opportunities within the pricing strategy that should make it a bit more affordable for people. And there are other transit options to get people to and from the airport. For example, I know the TTC runs a service, the Airport Express service, for a price that's even cheaper than that. So there are options on the table, but when you compare exactly what this is, a dedicated air rail link from Pearson to Union, with what exists in other cities around the world, the price is comparable, it is competitive, and I think, again, we're in the sweet spot when it comes to exactly what we're offering with this service and what we're charging for the service.
It's an express service.
It is. It is an express service, and when people actually ride it, they will know with the flight information, with some of the other amenities that are being offered, it really is a dedicated air rail link, which, there aren't many others in North America that are exactly like this. But when you take a look at what exists in other parts of the world, you see this is comparable. It's a great service, and I think people will really enjoy taking this when they have the chance.